Hello again. Monday evening, 9 o'clock, and that means this is Manx Radio's Time for Brass. I'm Ian Cottier, and as always, I've got a selection of brass band music to banish the November blues. The march I'm going to open with is called Valiant and True, which seems to echo the titles of marches of yesteryear, but in fact, it's so recent that Stephen Roberts wrote it specially for this Black Dyke album. You could say that the ink is barely dry. Valiant and True by Stephen Roberts, who was over here in the island not long ago, judging the band classes at the Guild. Weber's opera Oberon was first performed in London in 1826, just about 200 years ago. The opera itself has never made the grade, but the overture has remained a constant orchestral favourite, and it appears tonight in a new transcription by Howard Lorimer. Once again, the band is Black Dyke. Thank you. overture to Weber's rather less than successful opera Oberon. Modern writing for brass band is clearly alive and well, as both the tracks we've heard so far have been new or relatively new. But tonight's first solo is a classic. Not only that, the cornet soloist himself is very much part of the golden years of banding. Here, for the third but not the last time this evening, is Black Dyke and the late, great James Shepherd to play Eugène Demarais' Cleopatra. James Sheppard at the height of his long career with Black Dyke. Another of the truly significant figures in the development of the modern brass band is Gilbert Vinter. After a long career in popular music, the last 10 years of his life saw the outpouring of a succession of major new works that were, well, not without controversy in some cases, crucial to the development of the modern repertoire. Here's one that's very special for me, that I'll tell you about after I've heard it. Triumphant Rhapsody.
Thank you.
Gilbert Vinter's Triumphant Rhapsody. The band was Fairy, conducted by Peter Parkes, who set himself the pleasurable task of recording all of Vinter's major works and some of his transcriptions of his own lighter pieces from earlier in his years. I first heard Triumphant Rhapsody in the Albert Hall in about 1972 and was transfixed by it. I sat through all 18 performances, bought the vinyl album at the trade stands, and straight after getting home in Dronfield, played it again at 4 in the morning. That experience has never left me. Two shorter works now. First, Francisco Tárrega's Recuerdos de la Alhambra, which shows what four flugels sound like when they're blown into the bells of four basses. And another Stephen Roberts original arrangement, The Lark in the Clear Air.
Thank you.
Black Dyke baritone soloist Katrina Marcella. Well, time's biting my heels and there are still three tracks to go. First, one of Gilbert Vinter's light orchestral pieces that he arranged for brass band, Portuguese Party. And to follow that, one of the most memorable of the Beatles, Yesterday. The trombone soloist is Stephen Maddox of Manx Concert Brass.
Thank you.
And that was our own Manx Concert Brass with Stephen Maddox taking the solo spot. Just one track to go now, our closing hymn, and it's a cracker. Put together the composer, Ralph Vaughan Williams, arranger, Gough Richards, and Grime Thorpe at their very best, and this is what you get. For All the Saints. Good night.